I'm going to give you a tip on how to make today a better day if you'd like to listen for a moment. Indulge me, if you will, as we get into some of the most important stories of the day and of the week. The Doug Steffen Good Day way for you to understand what's going on is to listen, pay attention, sharpen those skills of listening and hearing. Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Kenny are here. If you are someone who has been through the Dale Carnegie courses, how many people here have
read the book?
I mean, most people have read the book. Some people have taken the courses. There is a magic formula for those who are ready to take on fear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the phrase is that Dale Carnegie is responsible for?
No. I do not.
Do the things you fear to do, and the fear will go away from you. Very romantically and poetically put. Do the things you fear to do, and the fear will go away from you. Sooner or later, most of us get tired of living in fear. How many of you do things because you are afraid? You use, I'm afraid if I don't do this, or I'm afraid if I don't do that, that something dire will happen. You know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Fear. And how it motivates and pushes our lives. I have lived my life in thin part in fear, as I suspect many of you have done. Fears that are put into you, cognitive fears that your parents may have dropped on you. Maybe experience in life has dropped something into your head that brings you around to being so full of fear that you are frozen from being able to do what you really want to do. You're afraid of loving somebody, or you're afraid of going someplace, or you're afraid of trying to get that new job. So why not step up, try something new, change your job, accept your relationship, the phobia that you have. A lot of people stay in relationships because they're afraid as well. Some people don't go all the way with the relationships.
The fear of being alone.
Because they're afraid. Other people stay in bad relationships because they're afraid of being alone. These irrational thoughts of fear are the way we terrorize ourselves. One wonders why, if there is, as most of us believe, a supreme spirit, a God, if you will, infinite intelligence, why is it that we, and people say, oh, it's free will, whatever it is, it just doesn't seem to follow that a loving God would have us be so full of fear as we are oftentimes. You're terrorized needlessly by things that in many instances will be your saving grace, not your downfall. Think about it. Things, and how many times have you said this to yourself? You've done something and, oh, that was pretty easy, or, oh, that was fun, or, oh, I didn't know it would feel like that. Whether, again, I think it most often happens in relationships, but it can happen in many walks of life. The price you pay for fear is so high, physically, mentally, fear creates disease. There are all kinds of studies that Ken and Jack, both Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack, who have two different philosophies, would look at these studies and understand how, if your mind is engaged in all of these things, what that fear factor does to your body, to your organs, that stress that creates the feeling in your stomach that you have, and then it gets to your liver and your spleen and your kidneys especially. So is there a way for you to get the monkey off your back? It's easy to say, do it. Not so easy to do. I'm one who abhors this, so I will tell you right up front. Somebody says, well, you got to do this. How many times have you had experts on the radio or wherever? You read a book and says, you got to do this. Hey, swell, I'm on board with you. I want to do it. How do I do it? That's really the biggest stumbling block, isn't it? How do you do these things? How do you confront a fear? Dale Carnegie said, remember today is the tomorrow you worried about yesterday. I think that is so great. I want to go teach this. Richie, can we do... I'm going to, in this next year of my life, yeah. I'm going to do a number of things that I've never done in my world before.
Naked skydiving, things like that?
I probably won't do that.
Okay.
But I will, I'm going to start speaking. And one of the things I want to talk about is what Dale Carnegie has taught people. And I think that you have more credibility if you've been there and done that. And I sure as heck have been there. And I'll bet every one of you mm-hmm. have been there as well. You have made it from... Here's the best evidence. Yesterday you were afraid, but yes, today you are here. Isn't that interesting? You made it through your fears, and you made it to today. So if you were worried yesterday about something, and it didn't come to pass, obviously, I'm worried that blankety-blankety-blank is going to happen.
Listen to this post. As Uri would like to say, yeah. Synchronicity.
Yeah.
As you were talking about doing your little pep speech here, telling everybody, you know, believe in it, she'll come, I'm reading my cousin's Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
Complaining about her sinus infection. It's turned into bronchitis. Gonna miss my kid's game tonight. One of the last games. Right. Fortunately. Ugh, my life can't get any worse.
Oh, like yes, it can.
Sounds like a Roberta email.
I just went on a total rant on her Facebook page.
Good.
Turn that frown upside down. Think yep. positive.
Yep.
If you think you're going to get sick, you will. If
my
you
yes.
think you're
going to
get well,
yes.
you
is
you
will.
Have two
yep.
legs, and a lot of people
yeah.
don't right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Oh, and this is what I posted, your life can get a lot worse.
Yep. Now we're going to talk
I said,
with Uri.
Okay, done with my Zen moment. I,
well,
now back
no.
to my beer and bacon for
Richie,
breakfast.
You pointed something out. Uri Geller is going to join us in a little while, and I want to go through this with him because he's the ultimate mind motivator.
And, you know, I'd be curious to get Uri's input on this. Facebook is an incredible place to either be totally turned off or totally turned
on. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people use Facebook to whine, complain, mm-hmm. and just be miserable.
Yeah.
And a lot of people use it to try and, you know, they post these fake little slogans all over the place to try and make the world a happy place, and that's kind of just, you know, subliminal garbage.
Yes.
You know, but a lot of people are very upbeat and friendly and fun and make it a great place to go to, but it's just so funny how your mood can be affected by staring at a computer screen and looking at somebody else's woes.
Yeah.
Don't buy into it.
Do not buy into it. All right, in a moment, the story from New York City about the latest from the mayor and what he wants to do, plus a story from Philadelphia about a couple that refused to seek medical care for their son. The story, and it's not necessarily, you can tell by my tone, a great one. 14 after the hour now on Good Day.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427, installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
GNC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, so here's the story from Philadelphia. A couple on probation, since the same thing happened to them last year, failed to seek medical care for a son who has died. Now, this is the second time in a year this has happened to Herbert and Catherine Schabel. They told authorities they were praying for the health of their 8-month-old son, Brandon, who had bad diarrhea, and then he developed breathing problems, and then he died. They belong to a fundamentalist Christian church that believes in faith healing. I think we all, I mean, this sort of go back to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. There is much to be said for thought, but there also there is much is. To be
much
said.
To be said for Pepto-Bismol, too.
Well, yeah, I mean, there. It gets kind of silly.
That's ridiculous that they let that kid die.
Well, it does seem to be that way, and you wonder how people get, I mean, but Richie, it's the same thing with any kind of religion that gets out of control, the impracticalities of some of the beliefs that are put forth. I mean, look at all we say about Islam, and what some of the radical Islamists say is the word of God through Muhammad, that you must kill all the infidels. Okay, so well, people believe that. It's just like people believe this kind of
stuff. And our government doesn't allow that, so then they probably shouldn't allow this.
Doesn't allow
people blowing up Americans for jihad purposes. Like, you can't, you know what I mean? You can't blow someone up or kill someone.
How can you allow somebody to let some kid die from diarrhea?
Correct.
When...
Because it is a slippery slope. Like, how much can you impose the government? But when it comes to the protection of our people...
Are they the government's children or are they your children? That's the
they're your children, absolutely. But yeah. if you know, if you're putting somebody's life at risk, regardless of whether it's your family or not, I mean, you can't beat a kid to death.
God
this,
gave
to
us,
me, is the same kind of thing.
God gave us the brains to be able to cure people of simple things like this.
Yeah.
Use that God-given
but
tool.
But so many people are so wrapped up, Richie, in their religious beliefs that overcome any kind of common sense. This is a perfect example. There's no common
sense.
It is because you see how religion gets used.
Well, but they're not using religion. They're using it as
yes,
a they
are. They
an
use,
excuse.
No, but they say their religious beliefs are what made them. They follow the tenets of this Christian group, and it doesn't allow them, or the tenet says, do not use conventional medical help, so they didn't, and the baby's dead.
One of my best friends went through a hard time, about 15 years ago, and he just wasn't making any money, wasn't getting a good job, and just had a really tough couple of years. And he said, God will provide. And I said, listen, dude, God gave you the ability to go out
and work
and create a living and create, and he's not going to get you up off of that couch and go out and do it. You have to go do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave you that ability. Don't let him down. And the guy's doing great now. Family he makes great money, the whole bit. But it would just it frustrated me to watch him sit there and just think that some magic pill was going to pop up to fix everything.
It doesn't happen.
You
doesn't
have to do it.
Roberta.
See.
Unark City.
See.
No one under 21 is going to be able to buy cigarettes soon if the mayor of New York has his way under a new proposal.
I love Bloomberg.
I love Bloomberg.
I love Bloomberg.
I think
that should be a national law.
He's going to be in your apartment soon, Roberta, telling you how to cook your dinners. You know that, right?
Well, you know what? If he's teaching you ways to be healthier and to cook.
He's not teaching you, though. He's just
forcing you.
Well, that's fine. If he forces me to cook a way that is healthier, that's fine with me.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's not the issue of the moment. The issue of the moment that has people stirred up, latest from Mayor Bloomberg, is that New York, under a new proposal, will not allow anybody under 21 to buy cigarettes. I don't have a problem with that either.
I'm actually okay with this.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I still don't like him, though. I think he's terrible.
No, he's very good. He's over the top with
he's
stuff.
As soon as I heard the Bloomberg story, I was getting ready for this, and then I heard the story, and I was like, you know what, I'm all right with it.
Yeah.
But what I do think is that it needs to be a national law, not a state law.
Absolutely.
It should be the same way in every state.
I mean,
you can't drink unless you're 21, so why should you be able to smoke cigarettes if you're under 21?
Cigarettes are the scourge of society, much more
Absolutely.
So than alcohol. They kill more people than anything else. And the fact that we make it legal to smoke and you can't get raw milk in half of the country is the screwiest thing that is just beyond belief. How stupid. And if I dared use, Richie, I'd use that word that now the FCC commissioner says we can use. It's blanked up. How's that? Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh? You don't have to bump. You'd bump it if I said it, so I mean,
I'm saying.
21 after on Good Day.
They say there's no escape in love. They say
gardeners. Here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
That's pretty much what goes on. The bomb.
So good.
On the major ballparks. For those of you who have not been following this since the tragedy in Boston last week, when then Neil Diamond showed up to sing along with his recording of Sweet Caroline, all of the Major League franchises sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game in the seventh inning stretch, but then most other of the parks have their favorite local tune that shows up, like this one in the Red Sox's Fenway Park. But then if we've gone to some of the other cities like Cincinnati Twist and Shout, Milwaukee, the Beer Barrel Polka, Houston's Deep in the Heart of Texas, the Anaheim Build Me a Buttercup by the Foundations, Hey Baby by, you know what, I was trying to remember who Hey Baby was done by, and it was Bruce Chanel. Bruce Chanel, thank you.
I like his bags.
Thank you. Yeah. Anyway, now we get to the Kansas City Royals, where they have started playing Friends in Low Places. Started in 2008 there, Jennifer, because Garth Brooks was one of their spring training invitees. So this is his tune, right?
Oh, that's right. He played in spring training. I forgot about that.
Right. All right, so Jennifer is a big fan of the new L.A. Dodgers franchise.
Yes.
They have an eighth-inning tradition with fans singing Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. Practice came under controversy when the...
And believe me, with the Dodgers, we always have to just keep believing.
Well, Steve Perry, who wrote the song, as a San Francisco Giants fan,
right,
he asked the Dodgers to stop, but they refused.
We're not going to do it, buddy. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, guess what the San Francisco Giants use?
Journey song Lights, Richie.
Ours is so much better.
Yeah. To a point, yes.
No, Dodgers way better. Yeah. Buzzkill, are you kidding?
I remember when I was 22 years old, sitting outside the Hecht Company, waiting for the ticket box office to open at 8 a.m. Wow. So that we could be the first to buy tickets for Journey.
Did the Oakland Athletics play this too, or is it just San Francisco Giants?
I just assumed it was the San Francisco Giants. I don't know what Oakland plays. I would think that they probably play the theme from Cops.
Bad boys, bad boys.
What you gonna do?
Speaking of that, the Detroit Tigers also play the beginning of Don't Stop Believing in the eighth inning as well. So that's pretty much how this all works, and I'm appreciative of Kenny for putting all of this together. Seventh inning stretch music. We ought to list it all.
You know,
at DougStefan.com. Kenny, can we do that?
That's
Facebook. Maybe post it on Facebook. Yes, Richie.
That's a little bit outrageous that Detroit, which is an extremely big music city, would play a San Francisco band.
I would think they'd play Kid Rock. He's Mr. Detroit.
Kid Rock, Eminem, Motown, you know, something.
Wow. There's a mention of Detroit in that song. That's why they use it.
Hi. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
Still.
John.
Jennifer.
Doug.
Gwyneth Paltrow has been crowned People Magazine's most beautiful woman of the year. So she has two honors in the last week. The most disliked
celebrity. Most unlikable celebrity.
Right.
Yes.
Now
and
she's
now
the most beautiful woman.
The most beautiful woman in the world, according
to
People Magazine.
Well, that's why she's the most disliked celebrity.
I know. I think that is true. I think people just think she's so perfect. You know, her diet her diet is very clean. She has a blog where
vegan.
She talks about it. She's vegan. Yeah. Clean living. Doesn't let her kids have any sugar. You know,
I remember it was Leonardo DiCaprio who got her to rethink eating red meat when they were
I think she got him
friends.
To rethink.
Was it? No, it was one way or the other.
Yeah.
But I know it happened in the 90s. He was a vegetarian, and he talked to her about how dirty meat is and how bad factory farming is. Meredith would tell you the same thing about her stopping eating meat and chicken and stuff when she first started hanging around with me. That was one of my mantras. And
chicken bad.
Yeah, chicken's awful. Awful. If you saw what happened, those chickens, they get processed. And the cows are our friends, so we don't eat our friends.
No, I eat the cows.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not good for you, Richie.
With tomato, lettuce, and ketchup.
28 after on Good Day.
Big bun.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible. Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service. This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cash back and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
Teams going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Dee Milner, quarterback at Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
Where the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Dee Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeting.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top part.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins tonight at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopia Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kessler. Joining us in a few moments will be Uri Geller. We're going to go back to the Dale Carnegie information, the source there, the information. Meanwhile, we were talking about Gwyneth Paltrow, who's come under fire for being unpopular.
Perfect.
Which
can we have? Perfect.
She's perfect. Okay. So she apparently not so perfect, though, Richie. She's trying to sell designer bikinis for children on her website. Mm-hmm. Jennifer, have you been following this? The swimsuits are part of a collection.
Yeah.
And then her price was $45.
Yeah, she came under pretty heavy fire for this because, you know, people, she has this website called Goop. That's where we should start. Goop. It's like a daily blog where she has recipes and kids wear and, you know, travel tips and things like that. And these swimsuits are part of a collection by a designer friend of hers, Melissa Odebash, and they're priced at about $45 each. And she had to come out and talk about why she decided to do this, because someone from Kidscape said that we remain very opposed to the sexualization of children and of childhood, claiming that these bikinis sexualize kids, saying the dangers have been discussed at length, so it's in great pity that such trends continue and they carry celebrity endorsement. Yeah. Gwyneth said it was absurd. heard saying two-piece bathing suits have been worn by young girls for decades, which I do have to agree with her on, because I remember as a little kid myself thinking back to those little ruffly bikinis that little babies had, and I mean, I don't know if that sexualizes them. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think? Your parents, Rich?
My daughter wears a bikini.
I'd never let Brendan wear anything like that.
Yeah.
I think bikinis for little girls is absolutely silly. I mean, why do they have to have a top on to begin with?
JonBenet
Ramsey. They're babies.
Well, why do women who are flat chested have to wear
old? You should be wearing a top.
Wait a minute.
Maybe I'm more European in nature.
Why? Just a second. Double standard time. Why should women who are flat chested have to wear a bikini or a top to cover themselves up? Why?
Why?
Because of the feeding tubes that stick out when it's cold.
I have feeding tubes that stick out when it's cold, too.
I know, and I don't like looking at yours. I wouldn't want to look at anybody.
Okay, so then why isn't it? But you're not going to have a pass a law because my nipples stick out when they're cold.
I mean, if you're getting at that, I mean,
following
if you're
your philosophy,
then everybody should just be topless.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if everybody.
Should go.
19. No, that's not true. The junk is the junk. That stuff needs to be covered up.
That
both
is
on
the
men
equivalent, though. Our
no,
junk
it's not.
Is.
No, it's not. Your junk
equivalent.
Is the same place my junk is. It all needs to be covered up. All right, so here's the.
You are such a freak.
Who is me?
Yeah, you.
Why am I a freak?
You are weird, man.
No, I'm not weird. I just am not conventional, and therefore I am to be cast aside because I don't have conventional thoughts.
Right.
I was
telling yourself that.
That ship. Remember 1988? I've told you this story about going on
the
Miramoe.
Yeah, we've all gone up to the top deck, and you know.
No. Well, I didn't even have to do that. This was a cruise, the classical music cruise. I took some listeners from the station that I was on in Palm Beach.
Must have been a party.
There were 15. Yeah. Well. 1,500 people, most of them Europeans, some Asians, but most of them Europeans. I remember the first morning after we took off, I went up on the top deck. There were 100 women who were on the deck sunning themselves.
Yeah, sure. The
not
Europeans
one of them had a bra.
Nothing of it, yeah.
Right.
No,
so what's
then,
the
yeah,
thing
very
here?
Interested in
they're
today.
Much more, no, but they're much more, I think, they're much healthier when it comes to their views of sex than are we. I think we are part of the real problem.
I don't
problem.
Think bathing topless has anything to do with sex whatsoever.
No, it can be pretty unattractive. Frankly, most of the women that I looked at, I wouldn't want to be.
You know, most of the people who are like naturists.
Yep,
yeah.
Who are nudists.
Are you going to a nudist camp? The ugliest people in the world.
Right,
you see
exactly.
Camp. Boy, man. So, but if.
How's that going down with your Wheaties this
morning? Oh, okay. That's just, we better move to Uri in a second. Stand by. Uri and motivation and the Dale Carnegie way of dealing with things that are in your way. Here's the best and smartest way to look well. The product that I've been talking about here on the program for the past 5-6 months is Power Swabs. When it comes to your teeth, there is nothing better than seeing beautiful white teeth. And you don't have to use these strips or trays. You don't have to leave anything in your mouth for more than 2 minutes. And the swabs, I tried some last night on my teeth, moving them around using a little Q-tip device. And you can feel, not only can you see the difference, you can feel the difference in how smooth your teeth feel. This is not a bleach product. It's not a detergent. It's not anything that will affect your health and well-being because it's all natural. You all have read the stuff about coconuts and how good they are for you. This product, Power Swabs, the main ingredient to the cleanser is a coconut oil. And that's why it's so healthy and that's why it works. Power Swabs uses this naturally derived agent. So it works on your natural teeth as well as bonding, veneers, caps, crowns, whatever you have. So if you'd like the risk-free opportunity and you'd like to get to 40-50% off the normal price, call 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602. Every time I mention that number, a lot of people go to the site after, you know, you can go to Power Swabs and look them up on Google. But call this number. They'll give you the information clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Try it without risk. 800-865-7602.
Some inventory arrived late for our famous April sale. And that means you can still save big at Lumber Liquidator's Second Chance Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. Just arrived. Laminate and vinyl wood plank at incredibly low April sale prices. Hardwood and bamboo, all at the best deals of the year. Plus, get special financing. Second chances don't last long, and neither will these big deals. Second Chance Flooring Clearance Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With...
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad, you only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon, it's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert. A recent survey by Bank of America found that rewards programs for being a responsible card user are becoming more popular among consumers, ranking third after cashback and merchandise. Many credit cards offer rewards for spending. However, some are now giving rewards to customers for responsibly managing their debt. Farnoosh Tarabi, consumer finance expert.
Before you get a credit card, first consider your personal spending and your payment habits. You want a card with a rewards program that fits your lifestyle and how you manage your finances. If you typically carry a balance, look for a card that has low interest and reinforces good payment practices. For example, Bank of America's new Better Balance Rewards card. It provides a $25 quarterly cash reward when you pay on time and more than the monthly minimum. And with a qualifying account, you can get an extra $5 a quarter. That's a cash reward of up to $120 a year.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/creditcards. I'm Dan Marin.
I'm Doug Steffen. He is Uri Geller. It is 18 minutes before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Always happy to have Uri here. We were talking about the Dale Carnegie course, the magic formula that he used to have people deal with their fears. You, as the master motivator, have to have been asked any number of times by people who follow you, Uri, how do you deal with your fears? How have you overcome? I remember the best example, if I may give it, if I may share it, when you and I went to the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, you and I have known each other well for almost 20 years. And so I know that you had a tough time with Johnny Carson. And when you went to the Tonight Show, it was just you and my son and your brother-in-law and me, and you were afraid. But you went out there and you did a superb, not a great job, a superb job. But I know you were afraid when you went out there. And so you, as a Leslie, I mean, here's a very successful human being who is used to being on the stage, on television, everywhere, and yet that night spooked you until you performed at your best.
Well, I'll tell you what, Doug. When I was 8, I stole a candy bar from a shop. I didn't particularly want the candy, and I could have bought it, but it tasted much, much better for having been stolen.
Uh-huh. I know that. The ice cream stole some candy corn.
You know that.
Same thing, yeah.
So you know, fear, and I'm talking, you're talking about good fear now. We're not talking about terrorism and murder.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that people are afraid of because they...
Obstacles in life.
Yeah, I mean, they're falling in love with somebody and fearing giving yourself over to him or her because you've had a bad time with somebody in your previous encounters.
But that's a good fear, and it's time to explore.
It depends on who's the recipient of the fear, whether it's good or not.
good to know your way through it if you can.
When you know that fear can be transmitted to others, obviously, and talking about the grand scale of fear, governments constantly kind of instill subliminal fear in people because that's the way they can control them.
Yep.
You know that.
Religions do the same thing. We talk about that all the time. Religions, politicians, let's make everybody scared so that they can be controlled easily.
Yeah. I believe that my fears, the fears that I had throughout my life, and I'm kind of putting away the war that I went through, because there was the fear of dying, but you think about dying, but you never think of being wounded or maimed, and I was wounded in the war. I never thought I would be. I thought I'll get killed. So there is that fear, but once you're in the frenzy, let's say, of a task, or talking about the war, it kind of ebbs away, and you have a challenge in front of you, and you overcome your fears with this powerful motivational thrust that you've got to make it, you've got to go through it. So fear could be good because it's a motivator. It is almost an inspiring element in your life. And, I constantly tell people, hey, if you're afraid, if you have fear, that's good. It means that there is some challenge in front of you that you've got to conquer. And you've got to make it. And be successful at what you're making, if that makes sense. So throughout my life, I look at my career like the way you look at your career, and you're all listening to us. There are obstacles in life that we get fear from, but we conquer them. We jump over them. We keep going. If someone slams a door in your face, you walk through it. And that is my philosophy. And I think that's yours too, Doug.
I have had many challenges thrown in front of me. I don't know that I've handled the personal ones as well as I've handled, let's say, business challenges. The fact that this program is still on the air in its 25th year is frankly a monumental achievement, and I don't say that just to pat myself on the back, but the people who have helped me along the line, along the years, have been extraordinary, and putting all these people together wasn't an accident. That's one of the other things. I believe people don't always look at things that way, Ari. I don't think people always look at the things that happen to you. They're supposed to. You're supposed to go through some of the stuff, like going through the birth canal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I look at life as an unfolding journey that I don't want to know further than what I sense intuitively. If you tell me, Uri, what are you going to do 5 years from now? I tell you, I don't know. I don't want to know. I'm happy to live this day and tomorrow and maybe next week. And whatever comes after that, I look at it as a bonus in life. If it's positive, and if it's negative and brings fear into my life, then I conquer it.
Yeah. Well, I think that's the lesson here. It's maybe easier said than done. I'm sure if you go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com, you would find any number of ways that Uri has dealt with this and would advise you to do the same. That's why I like looking at it. It not only tells you about what's going on with him, but how you can help yourself through masses of mind and motivational things that are there. Uri, always great to have you here.
Okay,
it's 11 before the hour.
Next week again.
Yes,
bye.
Take good care.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
teams are going to be moving up. They're going to be moving down. Steve Milner, quarterback out of Alabama, having going.
Your team's future starts on draft night.
But the Kansas City Chiefs are picking and grab Steve Milner ahead of the other teams. Another quarterback, Matt Barkley, his stock plummeted.
Know what we know, and you'll know the draft.
Second round, running backs outside of Eddie Lacy from Alabama. Nobody to speak of at that spot. Tight end Tyler Eifert from Notre Dame figures in the top.
The 2013 NFL Draft. Coverage begins Thursday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and Watch ESPN. Presented by Bud Light.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better at Sears Auto Center with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offerings 427. Installation required. See store for details. Members are voice on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's all right. It's 53 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. One of the most pleasant parts of my week is visiting on the air and off the air when I do with Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. He's here with an overview of pets and what is going on with your pet. The winner of the Bulldog of the Year, the most beautiful bulldog, will have that. Plus, no matter who wins, Charlotte is the winner as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, you're going to chuckle about that. Another recall of pet food to discuss, plus pets donating blood. Can you imagine that? Stand by for info on your pets. The Wild Kingdom is here on Good Day.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
Oof. All right, 55 past the hour. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show is here. Don't forget his hugs and kisses as well. He sends hugs and kisses. Charlotte is looking at me. She's waiting for her breakfast. And
she
with
wants
her
some
breakfast
hugs and kisses.
Will be hugs and kisses. The essence of pets and our need to sort of glamorize them, we do. It's glam for everybody. You got to have a glam teenager, got to have a glam woman in her 20s, glam, glam, glam. So, in this circumstance, maybe this fits. Huckleberry is the four-year-old bulldog who has been crowned this year's most beautiful bulldog. We have the picture at DougStefan.com. Huckleberry competed for the title a couple of years ago. He did not win empty pod, so to speak. And that changed when he strutted down a blue runway at Drake University in Des Moines, dressed in a beige suit as the main character from the movie Forrest Gump. 46 other dogs. He beat him. What does this do to the psychology of I'm thinking, I mean, I look at Charlotte. Charlotte really is beautiful. She has great features and isn't overstated. But in this circumstance, these dogs and the attention that's given to them, does that psychologically have an impact on them, the attention that you give to your dog and the way you give them attention?
It's a wax to riches story. The dog's going to start acting like Kim Kardashian any moment. There's no doubt in my mind. One second. No. You know, it's interesting, but years ago when I was involved with showing dogs and obedience, you know, when you did bring your dogs there, they knew they were competing, and many, many dogs really enjoyed it. Lots of dogs didn't, and I said, well, if the dog doesn't enjoy that, let him chase a ball on the beach. But some dogs actually really enjoy the attention, and you know bulldogs, Doug. Bulldogs, you can't give them enough attention. If you can give them 24-7, they want 29-7, you know.
Yep.
So
yep.
I think it's a good thing, provided the dog is enjoying it. Exactly. Provided the dog is enjoying it.
So pets are donating blood. You've vlogged on this. How does that happen? Well, for other dogs?
It's been going, yeah, absolutely. Blood banks for dogs. It's been going on for a long time, kind of under the, no one knew about it, under the radar. But some veterinarians, actually what they'll do is they'll go to a shelter, they'll adopt an incredibly great dog, they'll keep the dog at the veterinary hospital as the veterinary hospital dog gets a lot of attention, more than probably the average dog, and they use it for blood donations. They use greyhounds for blood donations, and there are times where in certain parts of the nation, blood is rare, just like it is with people for pets. So I think it's a great idea. And sooner or later, what you're going to start seeing is actually people taking their dog to the vet to have blood taken if there's a blood shortage in their area. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with this.
Why? Think they're going to get mixed up?
No, in that they have a house dog for blood donations, which makes me think that someday they will be breeding dogs just to be blood donors.
Huh. You know, it's an interesting point. I don't think that'll happen. I think the humane community would never allow that to happen. But as long as they're using stray dogs and rescuing dogs to do it and people are donating their
and giving them a good life in exchange for it. Right?
Exactly. And same thing with cats.
With a withdrawal, a recall, Natura Pet. What do you know about them? They're dry pet foods.
Company, California Naturals. They make a lot of different. I don't even know what to do anymore, Doug. Every single day I'm posting on Facebook another recall for a treat, another recall for food. The bottom line is, here's my story, okay? And you know, I'm not going to brag about my website for a second, because every single thing I sell on my website, every product is made in the United States, and I think people should check their products carefully. Call the company. Find out if everything is sourced in America before they feed anything to their dog or cat.
Natura Pet products. Stay away from them, basically. That's the bottom line because of the recall on their dry pet food line. Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.